Much better. I'm still probably, I don't know what I got to step on the scale here today, but the other day I was like 245, so still probably about, you know, a nice 8 to 10 pounds would be good. I don't know where I'm at today. I haven't stepped on the scale, but it's coming back. Appetite's picked up immensely, and but yeah, I feel good. Feel good. Felt my lungs felt good out there on Sunday. So, but yeah, ready to rock. Jay, it's more of what Matt does. Matt's so good at getting that ball out. You know, obviously, you know, Matthew's a good player. There's not a whole lot of film on him. Go back and watch some of his college stuff, which is even hard to get a grasp on that too, because Menzel was kind of running around. But he's obviously a big kid, obviously athletic kid. You know, they took him in the first round for a reason. So, but you know, we got to be right. Actually, you know what? I was just watching film, and Steven Jackson, he's running the ball with some youthful exuberance, so to speak. And then, you know, what Matt can do, it can make it hard to get to them. I mean, ball's out quick. They do a lot of max pro. I mean, we're going to see a lot of chips, a lot of seven-man protection. So it's going to be one of those things, just not get frustrated and not get into those battles worrying about that. It's just trying to beat the man in front of you and see what happens. Hopefully the quarterback has the ball when you get there. Yeah, I mean, it happens all the time. You watch guys, you'll see throughout the year. I mean, look at you just take last year. I mean, I think you know, there was guys that jumped out to like 10 quick, and then you didn't see from the rest of the year. You know, it sacks come in waves, I swear. Once you get one, then you'll spark, and they come in bunches. That's all we've always said, they come in bunches. You know, when I came in the league, I was told you got to miss two to get one. You know, it's one of those things. And but the greatest advice I ever got as far as that is my old coach Bob Carmelo has told me. He said, if you can win one out of every 18 rushes, you'll have with 16 sacks in a year. But what do you do with your 17 failures to help you win that one? So it's just one of those things. You know, you have to learn from your mistakes. You have to set people up. You have to get in rhythms. And and yeah, but you go in spurts, you go in slumps, and you try not to get in slumps. And the biggest thing is just not let that not let those ghosts creep in. You got to just keep rushing. And for me, I just watch film. And it's not so much if the quarterback gets on the ground. It's how's my rush going? How's my technique going? I compare to previous years, and if, you know, if I'm beating a guy and I'm getting around the quarterback and he just doesn't happen to have the ball, well, you know what? You got to get. It'd be a different thing if you were just getting near him. But so yeah, you just keep going. Next thing you know, guy's gonna have the ball. Next thing you know, it seems like he's pumping the ball, you know, when you're getting there. Then all of a sudden, you're getting sacks on plays you probably shouldn't get sacks on, and it's just kind of the way it goes.